With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Picken County public health officials said Monday that 13 visitors to Aspen are currently under self-isolation in the area and all from Australia. Those 13 people traveled to Aspen with a woman who later tested positive for COVID-19 in her home country of Australia. All 13 were found to have symptoms associated with COVID-19. Those can include fever and respiratory problems. According to Picken County Public Health Director Karen Kunneman, test results for those individuals from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment State Lab are expected today at the earliest. Yesterday, the State Lab identified 4 new cases of COVID-19, one including a female Eagle County resident in her 70s. Democrats who caucused on Saturday overwhelmingly chose former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff over former Governor John Hickenlooper as their choice in the race for U.S. Senate. Scott Franz has more.
Some of the 20 Democrats in a precinct in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood said Hickenlooper is an expert negotiator who has the best chance of defeating Republican Senator Cory Gardner. But backers of Romanoff called him a visionary. Candy McConaughey also likes that he's the younger candidate.
I think that's important that we get rid of the graybeards in the Democratic Party. And he has a progressive agenda.
Romanoff won the preference poll in the precinct by a vote of 15-5. The caucus was just one of more than 3,000 such gatherings taking place in classrooms and firehouses around the state. Democrats will choose their nominee in a primary on June 30th. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
The city of Glenwood Springs is holding its first virtual town hall tonight to discuss the city's infrastructure and 2020 projects. Mayor of Glenwood Springs, Jonathan Godis, says it allows more residents to stay informed by getting information directly from town council.
So to be able to connect with constituents in a way where they can be sitting there with their family or their young children or elderly parents and be able to participate is something we've been trying to strive for, opportunities like that.
Residents can attend the meeting in person, call in by phone, or watch online. There will be a period where residents can ask the council questions virtually or in person. The interactive town hall begins tonight at 6. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.